Harborview Hospital is where most of King County's gunshot victims end up. That's about 3 people a week.
Over the past year, I have almost always had a pediatric patient, a child, on my service with a gunshot injury.
Dr. Beth Ebell, a pediatrician at Harborview, testified to a Seattle City Council committee. She leads a team at Harborview that studies preventable injuries. David Fleming, King County's public health director, says even though it might seem like gun violence is unavoidable, so did many past problems where research led to solutions.
If you look at tobacco, seatbelts, immunizations, we have a history of success. Guns are no different.
Back in the 1990s, researchers in Seattle found one of the biggest dangers of having a gun in the house was for suicides. They believe storing guns in a lockbox could prevent impulsive violence. They suspect a large number of gunshot injuries are related to drug or alcohol dependency, or else some form of mental illness. That's only a hunch until it's backed up with data. For a mere $150,000, they say they could find out using information that's already collected for hospitals, death records, and criminal records. They haven't done it because of a congressional ban on federal funding for research into gun violence. They're asking the Seattle City Council to take on the unusual role of directly funding science. The council will debate whether that trumps other budget priorities later this month. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.